Starting today, Target is offering free shipping on all online orders through December 20th. The retailer is hoping that this holiday season goes better than last year, when Target suffered a massive data breach just weeks before Christmas. And since then, there has been a lot of bad press for Target, a change in leadership, and lagging sales. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York with more on this. Maggie, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. Nice to be here. Can you believe we're talking about Christmas? It's not even Halloween.
I know. It's not even Halloween. But why does Target say it's doing this now?
Well, listen, they need to get customers back in the store. That data breach and, frankly, the tough economy competition has meant that they just don't have the market share they used to. And you can feel that. I mean, I've been in Target stores, and there doesn't seem to be the crowds in there they're used to. So they're jumping on the free shipping bandwagon. And it matters. Free shipping matters. There's no doubt about it. There's stats kicking around. I'm sure you're probably seeing that 60% of online shoppers dump out of their cart if they start to see those extra charges add up. The problem for Target, I think, is that everyone else is already doing it. This isn't really make them stand out for the crowd if they're just catching up. And by the way, it's not just shipping. It's free shipping on those returns, too, that customers are looking for. So I'm not sure this is going to move the needle for them.
But you're saying that a consumer would actually make a decision to buy or not buy something based on free shipping alone?
It appears so, based on what the researchers are telling us. But I know anecdotally, too, it sounds a little bit crazy, maybe, especially if you got a couple of $100 worth of items in there and you feel like you're getting a good deal. But when you see that tax and shipping, it sometimes bumps you up into that other level when you know you can get free shipping elsewhere. And that's the thing. It's so competitive. You can X out, go to the next site, get the same thing for free shipping. Why would you pay?
Well, and let's talk about why they have to do this. And you brought up that breach. 40 million credit and debit cards were compromised last year during that breach. It cost Target an estimated $110 million. How are they still being hurt by that breach, though? Wouldn't consumers have forgiven them? They're not the only ones to have had something like this happen.
That's absolutely right. I think the problem is that I think people, by the way, are nervous a lot when they're going in to use their credit cards. I think transparency is an issue. A lot of companies face crisis. If you can get out in front quickly, reach out to your consumers, communicate. We've seen time and time again that makes a difference. Target didn't get good marks doing that. But I don't think it's just a security breach, Jeremy. I think it's more than that. Again, I'm going to use my own personal channel checking when I go into Target. And it used to be that you ran in there to pick up some laundry detergent or something, and then you ended up walking out with a cart full of items because there were a lot of cool things you saw that were hip and cheap. That's not been the case as much anymore. It seems diluted, and it kind of seems like everyone else, they've got the same kind of lineup of products. And so you're just not seeing those sales translate. So I think they have a host of problems. So the security breach and that hangover, not helping at all.
And the free shipping, by the way, is not the only solution. They've got a new CEO, Brian Cornell. What else is he doing to try to revive Target?
Well, it looks like he's going to concentrate on just that point I brought up about differentiating Target again, kind of reviving that brand. And remember, they really stood out from the pack and stole so much business, especially away from Walmart, by having that hip associated with them, right? They paired with designers. They really invented that space of getting designers to partner for these short-term events. The products would go, but if you got in there, they were much cheaper than they would be, say, on the runway. And that had a real vibe around it. People really gravitated. They checked out what was going on. They haven't been concentrating on that as much. They still have some promotionals, but it looks like they're trying to return to that. They're partnering with Tom's, the footwear company, for example, over the holidays. Looks like they're trying to get some more exclusive items back in. And he's also been talking about maybe moving away from some of the other directions they went in, especially with food. Hmm. They started to devote a lot of space to food, and it looks like that wasn't really working out for them.
And Maggie, one-word answer here. We heard the other day that the holiday shopping season is going to be good. Then I see today, maybe it's not going to be so good. Do you think good, bad, or just okay?
I think good on the upscale. I think a struggle when you're in the middle.
Maggie Lake of CNN, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.